Hello?
Hello, is Heather Turner there?
No, she's not, but she is my daughter.
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. Good afternoon, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, so I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I know we're calling you on the cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 70 years old.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino, or other?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is public school teachers.
Public school teachers?
Yes.
What about them?
Based on the scale from 0 to 100, you can tell me the number that you feel. You can rate them on how you feel. 100 means that you feel very warm or favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly cold. Yeah. Or...
I'm going to say 50-50 on that.
50, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
0.
Woke culture or wokeism?
0.
Moms for Liberty?
Never heard of them.
Okay, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
100%.
The National Education Association, or NEA?
50-50, I guess.
Charter schools?
About 50-50.
Public schools?
I'd say about 50-50.
The U.S. Department of Education?
About 50-50.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 100, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The list is the following. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
I would say about a 5.
Thank you. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
10.
Thank you. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
Ten.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
Repeat that one more time.
Yes. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
5.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
10 there.
Thank you. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to become more organized and have structure?
10.
Thank you very much. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
I don't think it's money that's involved. I think it's how they teach our children and what they teach our children.
Mm-hmm. We're going to tap into that later, but for the purpose of this question, please tell me, would you say, do you think your state spends not enough, too much, or just the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I'd say a little.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No.
Which one?
No, I don't think that it is completely about politics, no.
So would you say you somewhat disagree with the statement or strongly disagree?
No. I would disagree, somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. Now, and I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your kindness and your patience, but we still have a few more questions to go. And like I told you, now we're going to tap into the topic that you were talking about. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted and decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I disagree.
Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
I disagree.
Would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And the last for this section is, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
Yes, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, or somewhat opposed or strongly oppose it. The first one is adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Would you strongly support it? Somewhat support. A teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Somewhat a support.
Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Strongly disagree.
So would you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
Yes, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Strongly agree.
Increasing teacher pay.
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, some cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions for accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Support.
Would you say you would strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, and I think that we're nearing the end, but we still have one that is a bit long. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument. A 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Okay. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, When radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. So would you find that not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, using the scale from 0 to 10?
Somewhat convincing.
From the scale from 0 to 10?
5.
5, thank you. The next one is, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
So what is the actual question there?
We just want to know if the statement for you is convincing in the scale from 0 to 10, how convincing it is. Where 0 means not convincing at all, 5 means somewhat convincing. Okay, thank you. And the last one for this session is, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
That's not true.
So from the scale from 0 to 10, how convincing it is?
I'm going to say 1.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
One.
Right now, we just want to know if you agree or disagree with that.
No, okay, repeat it one more time. It's an agree or disagree. Okay.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I disagree.
Would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. And teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Twelve.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
I'm so sorry for the answer.
Regardless
of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would you say you're a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Moderate Republican.
And so how should I...
Strong Republican.
A strong Republican. Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have any children under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
And although you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Do you have a child?
It was public just public school. So it is a yes or no?
Okay, you didn't mention public school?
That was the last one, but I guess I butchered the question. Let me try again. Do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever or never.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you or personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Thank you. Would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And that was the last question. With this, we conclude our survey. So thank you very much for your kindness and your patience. You're being very nice. So have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.